Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. We are back discussing the racial issues in the United States right now. We have the mayor of Saddle River, New Jersey, on the line with us right now. His name is Mayor Al Kirpas. Wanted to get his opinion because opinions of elected officials are really, really important to our subject, in my opinion. Our subject being we do have racial issues in the United States that need to be changed, but changing them through violence, in our opinion, is a disservice to those people who are being, I would have to say, offended. Mayor Kirpas, do you have any comments on that?
Well, certainly violence always turns off people that you're trying to communicate with, and it really makes no sense. If you have a fundamental message that you want to get across to other individuals, you should establish affinity through agreement on a process to make it happen, not through destruction or without explanation. It makes no sense. It's irrational. And I believe that the violence that we're seeing in America today is a reflection of probably a lot of life lessons not taught to certain individuals because of their condition in life. And, you know, I know the term of victimization is out there, that people are victimized, white supremacy, white society, et cetera. But I don't believe there really are any victims. I think that we all have a condition to which we were brought into this earth with, and it presents unique opportunities and challenges, and it's really through taking personal responsibility, I think, that you can recognize those challenges and figure out those opportunities. And if you're committed to wanting to change your condition, you can do so in a positive way. And I think that all people of every race, color, creed, and gender all agree with that fundamental statement. These are fundamental truths of existence.
Well, you know, that's so true, and it's so inspirational to hear that we're all responsible. We're all in this together. It's really America together is what we are really all about, and helping each other through our individual struggles as well when needed. So, you know, I had you on for one big reason. You are the mayor of a town. You've done a wonderful job with our town as well. I'd like to hear about your own struggles that compare with those that are involved with discrimination, racism today in our country, and how you persevered. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I grew up in a town named Seaford. It's on Long Island, New York. And this town had a railroad track going through it, and basically I grew up on the wrong side of the track. And what I mean by that is basically I came from the poorer side of town. So even though there wasn't racial discrimination among a town that was fundamentally all white, there was discrimination against those who were less fortunate because of their economic condition. Their parents, like my father, was a blue-collar worker. The kids on the north part of the tracks, they were white-collar workers. They hung out and played in different social circles. They had different activities that they were able to participate in, which my parents couldn't afford. And it presented a lot of challenges. And I always knew from an early age that I wanted to change my condition. I didn't look at myself as being a victim or being born into a poorer family. I decided I would do something about it. And basically, I came up with a vision in my mind of what I wanted in life and where I wanted to be and what kind of a home I wanted to live in, what kind of family I wanted. And then I started to work that photo, that mental image picture, backwards to a series of data points, which I then connected. And then as you connect those data points, it forms a line, which is basically a map of where you are to where you want to go. And as you go from where you are now to going forward, you just have to have perseverance and commitment to want to continue to do that and keep moving along that trajectory to success. And anyone can do this. The information is free. It all has to do with your own individual will to want to do that, take the responsibility to do it. It's no different than committing to losing weight or working out at the gym. And you see the gyms today, they're loaded with young people who are committed to having beautiful bodies and eating the right foods. Well, they can apply that same level of commitment to advance in their condition in life if they want to do that. But it's a matter of wanting to do it, basically, taking responsibility and choosing a direction to go.
You know, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say one thing. You and I have some real similarities in the sense that my parents were immigrants from Russia just about the time of the revolution. And we very definitely share a common experience, and that was we lived on the wrong side of the tracks. The middle of the road next to our apartment complex was the boundary line between the area that we lived in and an area called Laurelhurst in Seattle, Washington. We were not allowed to join any of the Laurelhurst clubs because we lived on the wrong side of the tracks. So let me tell you, I appreciate your pain, and I truly, truly admire you for, quite frankly, this is a bit of a self-serving statement. We both beat the system, for lack of better terms. Frieda, why don't you handle the rest of this? We got about 2 minutes left here.
You know, what's really going on in my mind is that this mayor, who's very successful, was also extremely motivated. So I just was curious, you know, what missing links do you feel need to be filled up with people today that are struggling? What did you do to fill that void?
Well, first of all, just listening to my parents' experience, you know, my parents were the children of Polish immigrants. They were first-generation Americans here. All four of my grandparents are from Poland. They came over in conditions where basically they were, my grandmother was sold into white slavery. She came over as a maid that was owned by another family until she was of age where she can go off on her own. And I heard about the struggles my grandparents and parents had where they lived in a Polish ghetto. And at that time, there was a very large prejudice against Polish people. And my father told me how he couldn't walk directly to school because he would have to cross an Italian neighborhood. And if he did that, he'd get his brains beaten in. So he had to walk 3 miles out of the way to go around that neighborhood to get to the other side. Now, those levels of prejudice don't exist today, but our society still reflects other areas of prejudice that we have to address going forward. But I saw how my family overcome the obstacles through perseverance. And they didn't look at themselves as victims. They looked at themselves as people who can change their condition if they were committed to do so. And they were hardworking, and they persevered, and that's how, you know, we as a family succeeded.
You know, the one comment I want to make, we're down here to about 2 minutes, actually a little bit less than 2 minutes, but I want to continue this discussion, and the reason I would like to continue it, Mayor Kirpas, is because I think it's really important that people understand that it doesn't matter if you're Polish. I happen to be 50% Polish, by the way. It doesn't matter if you're Polish, Russian, Greek, or what have you. We all have challenges, and we have to meet those challenges not only to make life better for ourselves and our families, but we have to meet those challenges, sir, as you have very definitely, as Dr. Birnbaum, being a Holocaust survivor, has obviously met those challenges. You can't feel sorry for yourself. You can't blame the other party. As many of our African American guests have stressed on this particular subject, when we have them on the show, it's time to stand up and take responsibility and not be taken advantage of. I personally believe that many Africans in America right now, through Black Lives Matter and other organizations, are being taken advantage of, and that makes me very sad. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Dr. Birnbaum and I will be right back with Mayor Kirpas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, as you're speaking to us, Alan, it's so inspirational to hear you and to have you as a mentor for other people that are listening, millions of people around the country. What was it or who was it that set you apart, that made you, that gave you an epiphany to want to move forward? Was there a certain person in your life? Was there a certain moment in your life? Do you remember what that was that made you so motivated to move away from this path of going in the wrong direction?
Well, one of my inspirations was my father. He was a hard-working blue-collar worker, and he was a former ex-Marine from World War II. And I had the good fortune of growing up with a lot of discipline from a male, which really helped me to help make sure that every time I strayed, that he got me back on track. And I can't overemphasize how important that discipline was for a young person like me who could, or my brother who could have drifted in another direction. So I really owe a debt of gratitude to my father, who's since passed, but he's just an amazing inspiration, the way he conducted his life and the way he had self-discipline and led by example. And I just followed that example, and I passed those traits and those lessons on to my children today.
You know,
go ahead.
You go ahead, babe.
Now, I was just going to ask about your children. When you're talking about another generation of having a parent that is successful, do you feel that they're more motivated or less motivated? You know, I was taking a walk with my son around the block, and we live in an area, as you know, that people are well-to-do, successful. And he said to me, you know, Ma, a lot of these kids did not get into great colleges because their lives are so padded and they're doing so well that they'll just take over their parents, their father's businesses. And he said, and that's sad, that they're not reaching their own potential. So here you were, someone who had a lot to strive for, and you were motivated to go into a different area of your life. Do you feel your kids have that same kind of motivation?
Well, they do, and I'll give an example of what I did with my daughter, who's a double Ivy, undergrad Cornell, doctorate at Columbia. When she was a young girl, I would say maybe 12 or 13, one day lying in bed with her, I said to her, what do you want to do in life? And her name's Lauren. She said, I really don't know. And I said, look at that blank wall over there. I said, now imagine you see a picture there. And I said, put it in your mind's eye, a frame. I said, what does the frame look like? She said, oh, it's a big, thick gold frame. How big is the picture? It's 2 feet by 4 feet. Great. I said, what's in the picture? She said, well, I'd say a house. I said, well, where's the house? Is it close to the road? She said, no, it's set back. I said, why is it set back? She said, because there are horses in front of it. I want a house set back with horses. And that's the kind of life I'd like to live with and bring up my family. I said, well, how do you get there from being in middle school? And I said, I can give you some hints. One is to get great grades so that you can aspire and have an opportunity to get into a profession that will pay well. And ultimately, she held on to that vision, and she's referred back to it her entire life. And that got her become a she was valedictorian, and then she wound up going to Cornell, as I just mentioned, and she did her doctorate at Columbia and became a dentist. And she's very successful today. She married a man who's in private equity, and she's out in Colorado pursuing her dream. But parents have to sit down with their children and communicate and help them crystallize a vision of where they're going. Right now, they're so distracted about what's going on in society, and my biggest fear is that they're being manipulated. You know, the three emotions that are being played out today are the manipulation through fear, shame, and guilt. Fear works well on adults because they fear they're going to lose something, their business or money or whatever. But the children, you can manipulate them through shame and guilt. Make them ashamed of false, by giving them false data or false information, or making them feel guilty about something that they truly don't understand because their minds haven't matured. These are the things I personally am concerned about for my grandchildren going forward.
You know, I have to agree with you 100%, and I think if there is one issue perhaps that African Americans need to face head on, is they need to face the issue head on that you are talking about. People are taking advantage of African Americans right now, and that makes me very, very sad. Very sad. And I think that if a lot of these folks would simply stand up and take advantage of the opportunities that they do have, take responsibility for themselves, strengthen the family unit, etc., etc., we would have some great new Americans emerging on the scene, and they could actually save our country, which is in trouble right now, in my opinion, Mr. Mayor.
Absolutely, and I agree with you 100%. I have a large African American population in my dental practice, and they're all successful. And one of the commonalities or the common threads that go through all of their life stories is a start in a relative poverty, but they've all had a strong family unit and a father who helped them get them back on track or was there when they needed them for advice. And with one or two exceptions, that they didn't really grow up abandoned to the street where they had to learn the life lessons of survival. They learned the life lessons of working hard and cooperation with others for mutual success going forward.
You know, I really love this example you gave, Al, about that picture frame. To tell a child to envision themselves in that frame, we often don't know what we want. But when we just go with our feelings and our comfort level, that's really the answer. So we have to remember what that is through our life because other things get in our way. So it's so important to be true to yourself. You know, I tell my patients often who also are looking for a direction, think about clothing. It sounds so superficial. What would you want to wear? The kind of clothing you wear is the person you become, a police officer, a psychologist, a dentist. What kind of image do you want to create? So we start from there. But you're absolutely right. You know, we do need this kind of direction for ourselves. We do need mentors. And most of all, we need the nuclear family. And you know, fathers are much more important than mothers when it comes to guiding the children, the family, moving forward because they're often more outward bound. And that's what research has shown. So you're really right on track about that. And we need to give this message to everyone that the fathers in our society, one of the biggest things they can do in their lives, more than even anything, is to take care of their children. More than succeeding themselves, because a lot of us came from immigrants who did not have a penny to their name, but we did have love. That's really where it starts. So I really appreciate that message.
Mayor, I don't mean to cut you off, sir. We've got to take a real quick commercial break here. Mayor Albert Kerpes of Saddle, New Jersey, Saddle River, New Jersey, I'm sorry, you're a very wise man. We want to get you back on the show.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The governor of Oregon wants federal agents out of Portland. Governor Kate Brown has accused federal agents of detaining protesters in unmarked vehicles. She told MSNBC that she has had trouble getting help to deal with the coronavirus pandemic compared to having federal troops on the streets of Portland.
We have citizens across the state that have been very hard hit by this virus, and we can't get either the financial support or the medical help that we need. Instead, the federal government chooses to deploy troopers on our streets as you mentioned, which is purely political theater. It's not about public safety, and it's certainly not about problem solving.
Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum said the state would be filing a lawsuit against the federal government over the detention of those protesting racial inequality. This is USA Radio News. Election cyber threats by the Russians have dropped. More from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
With fewer than 4 months before the 2020 general election, the United States is not seeing the same scale of cyber threats as it did in the last election. Compared to where things were in 2016, Chris Krebs, the director of Homeland Security, says we're not seeing that level of coordinated, determined cyber activity from any adversary. U.S. election cybersecurity has improved considerably since early 2017, when Homeland Security first reclassified elections as critical infrastructure. Tebbs touted his agency's work with state and local election officials, such as convincing many to install sensors that monitor for potentially malicious cyber activity. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Mixed numbers on Wall Street Friday. The Dow was down 63 points. The S&P 500 up 9 points. The NASDAQ up 29. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Getting back to the old COVID-19, I've got an old friend on the line. He's my go-to guy whenever I have questions about what's going on in the medical community right now. He has a lot of interesting insights into it. James Farley. James's opinion is you can't blame any one person. You have to look at the problem, you have to define the problem, and you have to deal with the problem.
Thanks, Al. What I would say is this isn't an American problem. This is an international problem. Solving it will help America, but it's something that just like any time the flu comes around, we create a vaccine for the upcoming flu. This will cycle through, but this particular one, coming up with the vaccine and administering the vaccine has to be an international solution, not a local solution. Think about even when we come up with a vaccine, we have to have a way to administer that vaccine, distribution system. It's one thing if people who are insured have a mechanism to get it. We won't be able to really protect our society unless everyone gets it. I mean, think back to when there was polio. We had a mass distribution and immunization process to protect the entire country from polio and wipe out polio at one time. We did that through a public health system, really organized and immunized everyone to eradicate polio. Today, we don't really have that effective mechanism, and we won't be able to really stop this particular virus unless when the vaccine does come out, we have a distribution system. And given the nature of our economy now, we're in international. I mean, we could solve it for the U.S., but only if you literally lock down, no travel, no border crossings, nothing. We're so international with our supply chain and transportation and everything else. We will continue to have people that come and go. So as much as, you know, a particular city or state or even our country may be able to address it, unless we stopped international trade and transportation. We have to solve this at a global scale and not really at a local level.
I'm just kind of wondering how that fits in with the political agenda right now. I mean, the blame game is in full force right now between the left and the right. Trump is being accused right now of not really dealing with the problem, not taking it seriously enough, et cetera, et cetera. Biden, on the other hand, is sequestered in his own home. He's running a very effective campaign that way by example, by simply saying, I'm taking this thing really seriously and your president is not. I wish we had a little bit more collusion here, and I mean that in a positive sense. This is a very serious problem, and I think it deserves the attention of more than just one political party looking for an advantage. What do you think?
I'm probably more apolitical than this may sound, but I'm not a big proponent of looking back and blaming. I think this is a problem in need of a solution, and it's up to all of us to do our part to roll up our sleeves and make sure that we have a solution in place. And that's why I use the specific example of distribution of the vaccine when it comes out. It's our societal problem, and it's inevitable that there will be a vaccine, and we need a mechanism to distribute it and make sure that everybody gets immunized. And so as of today, let's figure out how to solve that problem, regardless of which party you're in. Come to the table with a solution and a mechanism, and make sure that the mechanism is supported to get it done.
James, let me ask you a question. You talk about a distribution issue here. You go a little bit farther and you say it's a distribution problem because there is no efficient distribution put into place. We got a little bit of time left here, at least 3 minutes. Explain what you mean by that.
So a drug company or companies will begin production of this vaccine. The vaccine needs to be distributed to, back to my polio example, the vaccine was distributed to public health departments in that period of time. Public health departments were accountable for reaching out to communities, organizing, tracking and accounting for who was vaccinated and who wasn't, and then to have a follow-up to go and find the people who hadn't been vaccinated. In the absence of having a public health system that has that capability today, we are reliant on private distribution systems, hospitals, doctors, some public health delivery systems where they're set up in the states, like I happen to live in Oregon, where they have these smaller networks for public health, whatever they may be. It is a non-organized system, and there is a very large portion of the population that either doesn't have access to it or doesn't use an organized system. And then there isn't, because it's piecemeal, if you will, you have private insurance, you may have some public, individual doctors who aren't connected to a system. We need an organized way to make sure that we go from creating the vaccine, distribution of the vaccine, and then actually administering the vaccine to make sure that everyone gets immunized. If that doesn't happen, we'll continue to have this lingering effect of it's still in our community. And normally a vaccine isn't good indefinitely. This will have a limited time effect. I don't want to predict how long, 6 months, 12 months. And if we still have this in our environment, then it'll come back.
Well, it's kind of scary, especially for your friends, the Corlins, Al and Kathy. I mean, we are in a pretty high-risk category, but we're also using what I would call conservative common sense in that we are social distancing. We don't spend a lot of time. We don't spend any time in large gatherings. We're doing what we think is absolutely the most effective way to solve a major challenge that we have right now. And I think that it's all about common sense. There's really very little question about that. So you made a real quick question. We got a minute and that's it. You're saying it's really hard to predict when this thing will end, when it'll die, for lack of better terms, of natural causes. Just elaborate for just 20 seconds, if you would, on that, James.
Well, let me go back to my example of what a normal coronavirus is. It's the virus that is, by definition, the common flu. And every year, the flu kind of cycles around our globe. It's a virus that mutates, and as it goes around our globe, manufacturers of flu vaccine are tracking the metamorphosis, if you will, of that virus as it changes, and then they try to anticipate the most common strains of that coronavirus and deal with it. So the notion of COVID-19, that it would continue to transition, is possible, but who knows if it's going to transition to something that is less infected than what we already have. It could become something that is worse. So you want to tackle it now before it begins to change.
Yeah, so really it's kind of an unknown situation right now. James, got to take a break. Thanks for your time.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, welcome back. Time to wrap up KER Politics. This is the longest segment, as you all know, of our one-hour program. I've got a man on the line with me right now from Jacksonville, Florida. His name is John Jocelyn. John is a former school teacher. He is an author. He has some very interesting comments to make coming from an African-American perspective on what's going on in the country right now. Mr. Jocelyn, I got all the time in the world from you. For you, I've given you the longest segment in the show. Please tell us a little bit, sir, about what your book is about.
First of all, I want to thank you for a chance to allow me to pretty much talk about this very important book, Black Lives Matter for Trump. The main focus on the book is making sure that people understand that this movement is about finding solution, and there's a perspective that's not being heard, the perspective of holding people accountable. And what that means is Democrats on many levels are not doing what they promised they would do. For example, you have 20 cities that have been run by Democrats for a lot of it, close to 100 years. And these various cities, whether it's Detroit, Atlanta, Newark, just all these cities, and this is where most of the protests is happening. And these cities, they're not delivering. And the reason I quickly wrote this book, because I see Biden, the person, I mean, when you look at the Democratic, when they had the debate, you had individuals there. None of them done pretty much nothing for the black community. None of them have delivered. But every time it comes to election, they quickly bring this idea. Instead of finding solution, they just make it blame the country. Just blame the country for everything. And not teaching these young people and letting them know certain that they're living in the greatest country in the world, and there are chances to do great things with their lives. But instead, it's just much easier for them to say, look, the country is racist, and not become the solution. And you hear Joe Biden, the quickest thing that he said is, look, he has no solution. His solution is this. And it's the same thing that they tell the black young man when he's trying to get an education. They tell him, you can't get an education. You don't want to be educated, because if you are, you're not black. You're not black. And it's the same thing. Joe Biden has the same answer. You don't vote for me, you're not black.
John, let me just interrupt you for 1 second. I'm glad you said that. I agree with you 1,000%, John. Continue. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, so, and this is my thing. All these individuals, instead of offering solution, especially, I mean, you look at all these athletes. Instead of telling the community, let's clean up. And that's one thing I love about President Trump. He just says it like it is. One of the things, and the minute he said it last time and he was running it, he said, look, your community is crap. Your schools are some of the worst. And I love it. But the media, instead of see the goodness of this, of being honest and just say it like it is, the media quickly jump all over them. And that's the same thing right now. And the same thing you have with these stars and talking about kneeling. And it's the worst thing for the young people, because as a school teacher, I can tell you, I've dealt with students who were doing great in school. And the minute this kneeling thing came out, they did the same thing, they kneel. And the minute a student does that, the rest of the day this individual can't produce, because this individual now has an attitude and looking for somebody to blame and doesn't want to do any work. And it's the same thing. And then you have when you're talking about African or black young men, one of the worst things you have is this anger inside of them, which a lot of it is baseless, because they're living in the greatest country in the world. None of them went to any serious time. There's no racism at all. Most of them, you have these people who got it made. But instead, they have this philosophy, look, I don't need to do any work because society is racist, so I can just cry, complain. And it's just baseless. And these superstars, a lot of the millionaire billionaires who've made it, instead of telling these young people, they don't give them the same message that they give to their children, which is go to school, do good for yourself. They tell these young people, quit, cry, complain, because everything is against you, society. It's just so ridiculous. I mean, it's gotten to a point where it's just so bad. And they just hijack every once in a while where something happens. Instead of looking for solution, they hijack it for their purpose, and they make money off it, and they benefit from it. And that's why you see every statistic showing in the black community, even though we have a lot of millionaires, billionaires, but as a whole, the community is going backward because of this philosophy, this democratic, and I still cannot understand for the life of me why we support the Democratic Party over 90% of the time during presidential election. It makes no sense. It's sickening.
John, let me just bring up one thing. I had the privilege of giving the eulogy at a celebration for life for one of my best friends. His name is Herm Gilliam. Herm was an All-American guard. He actually was the starting guard for the Portland Trail Blazers when they won the NBA National Championship. Herm and I got to know each other pretty well. Let me tell you, the guy is up for sainthood. He has the same attitude that you do, as does, I believe, Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley was quoted as saying, I ain't no role model. I'm a human being who worked like hell to get where I was. There's a lot to be said, John. A lot of truth in that particular statement. Comments?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you're completely right. You're completely right. I mean, that's the thing. See, it's easier to just say, idolize me. Life is very difficult for you. But instead of saying, but it doesn't benefit the individual. What would benefit the individual is say, you could be just like me if you work hard.
That's right.
See, but, you know, it's just the easy message is just to get more glory. Just like Colin Kaepernick, what does the individual do? But he's making tons of money, okay? And his message is kneel. Kneel, don't respect the flag. I mean, you know, and the thing that people miss, no other country could you do this. There's not a country on this planet who would allow you to be an individual, a superstar, and disrespect the flag. It wouldn't happen. Tell me one country where you could do that. You just couldn't do it. But this country is so great, where we go die to protect your right to disrespect the flag. and which is really makes no sense. I mean, why would, you know, it's just, to me, I'm just tired of this notion of, I'm not, yes, this country in the past have made mistakes, but the point is, that's life in general. But this country have paid over and over because of that. This country is constantly begging, trying to find ways to make up for the past. But instead of people embracing the benefit that comes with that, people want to cry and complain and say, look, I'm not going to do nothing for myself. You need to keep giving me because your forefathers, my forefathers suffered, not me. Even though I have all the opportunities to do great in my life, but I don't care about that. I want to live off somebody 200 years ago who suffered. It just makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, you know, one thing, John, that's really important. I just got done almost finishing a book called Rules for Radicals. And the author of that book is oftentimes lambasted. But one thing that he said in that book that is so true is he said, to denigrate the American flag is making a big mistake because you're not talking about the flag. You're talking about the people who are taking the actions, the prejudicial actions, for lack of better terms, which are very, which, you know, I mean, I can't disagree with that. You want to demonstrate, you want to spread the word that the American flag is okay. It's the people behind it. John, I want to give as much visibility as I can to your book. When we are done recording, let me say this. I'm going to call you back. I want to get as much information as I can about your book. I agree with you. I think you are a credit to the African-American community. There is no playing the blame game accomplishes absolutely nothing. The Green Bay Packers would have never been the great football team that they were if they were just blaming other people. John Joslin, thank you so much, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.